Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about savvy shopping at the grocery store. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Haley Schrill, Mississippi State University dietetic intern in food science, nutrition, and health promotion. Haley, can you tell our listeners about comparison shopping at the grocery store?
Before picking out an item in the store, first think about price, convenience, nutritional value, and how to store the product, and your family's preferences. Most grocery stores have both a national brand and a generic store brand. You'll want to compare the prices of the different brands. Generic brands are safe and generally have the same nutritional value as the name brand, but often cost less.
So now that we know how to compare brands, how do we compare prices in the grocery store?
Unit pricing is a very useful method for comparison shopping. Comparing the total price of the item is not always the best way to save money. Unit pricing is the cost of an item based on a specific unit or standard amount, like a pound, ounce, or per container. Using unit pricing, you can compare the cost of different brands based on the cost per unit and decide which is the most economical. You should compare unit pricing for similar items like a carton of orange juice to a concentrate can of orange juice, different brands, or different size containers. For example, if brand 1 has 8 ounces, the total price is 72 cents and the unit price is 9 cents per ounce. And brand 2 has 6 ounces, the total price is 62 cents and the unit price is 10 cents per ounce. Brand 1 is the best option even though its total cost is higher because it costs less per ounce. You can typically find the unit price in the upper left or right corner of the price tag.
So when you go to the grocery store, it can be a little overwhelming because there is so much to choose from. How can a trip to the grocery store be less overwhelming?
Shopping with a grocery list is a great way to make grocery shopping a more pleasant experience, and you can also save money. You can write out your meal plans for the week or month to help you decide what foods you will need. Before going to the grocery store, you should check your cabinets, refrigerator, and freezer to see what you already have. Try to pick meals that clean out and use what you already have so you won't have to buy as much. Based on what you need and already have, then make the grocery list. On the grocery list, be sure to write how much you will need. To save money, only buy foods on the list, avoid shopping while hungry, and avoid impulse buys. Another way to make grocery shopping less overwhelming is to try going alone if possible.
Now that we know more about how to plan your meals and make a grocery list, what's the best way to coupon shop?
Coupons can either save you money or cost money. First, you should only use coupons for the items on your grocery list or for free items. Before you go to the store, make a mark on your grocery list of the items you will be purchasing with a coupon. To make it simpler at the store, only bring the coupons you plan to use and leave the others at home. Don't buy items just because you have a coupon. You should still compare prices and brands for the items you have coupons for to see if the discount actually saves you money.
Now, should I check the store advertisements?
Yes. While preparing your meal plan for the week or month is the perfect time to check advertisements. Look for seasonal low prices on meat, poultry, fish, and fresh produce and grocery items. Then change and incorporate these items into your meal plan. When buying these items, buy only the amount you will need and be able to use before it spoils. You still need to compare prices of bulk, packaged, fresh, frozen, and canned versions.
So what kind of foods can be frozen to prevent food waste and save money?
Freezing food is a good way to preserve quality, and just about any food can be frozen except for canned foods and eggs with shells. To properly freeze foods, package in freezer bags or freezer containers to protect from freezer burn and store properly. Food should be cooled before being placed in the freezer. Freezer bags or storage containers should be labeled with the product and the date on the outside. This helps you remember to eat the first foods put in first.
Where can we go for more information about saving money and buying nutritious foods?
Visit extension.msstate.edu. Under the Food and Health tab, click on Nutrition, or under the Family tab, click on Family and Financial Management, then Basic Money Management for more budget tips. Mississippi State University Extension has a wide variety of information from experts in food science, nutrition, and health promotion, and family financial management.
Today we've been speaking with Haley Schrill, dietetic intern. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.